The Wisconsin men's basketball team slides over from their Big Ten tournament bubble in Indianapolis to West Lafayette and Purdue's Mackey Arena for a Friday NCAA first-round game. The ninth-seeded 17-12 Badgers play number 8, North Carolina. Hello again, everybody. Welcome to today's edition of Sports and Commentary. My name is Greg Stewart. This is a program that you help sponsor with your tax-deductible gifts to Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. You can find us at WWIB.com for all the info you need to connect and give and hear the show. You can download it as a podcast right there, too, at WWIB.com. Wisconsin senior guard Matt Davison back with me today on the phone from the Hoosier State there in the COVID bubble. And it's a pleasure to have this senior from Maple Grove, Minnesota on Sports and Commentary. So last time, Matt, we talked about the rough finish to the season. You guys have lost 6 of your last 8. Some close ones, granted, but still losses. And I know everybody says we're 0-0 going into the tournament, but can you put all that behind you, the tough, rocky end of the season here for your club? Can you kind of erase the past here a little bit?
You know, I don't think the goal is to erase it. You know, the goal is to learn from it. You know, everything happens for a reason. You go through those experiences for a reason, and a lot of things that we've learned. And ultimately, you know, the regular season in the last 10 games is preparing you for these moments now. Like I said, you know, we don't necessarily play for February and play for January. We play for March. So we can either dwell on those losses and dwell on those mistakes that we made, or we can use it for our benefit, and we can use it to learn and grow and become better, and ultimately get the best and the most out of what we're have in front of us.
Sure. Well, one of the big stories recently about the Badger basketball team, yourself and head coach Greg Gard, was when he came to your defense as a player with your aggressive style of play. He called out Big Ten reffing and said that they were targeting you. You were drawing fouls that should not have been called fouls. I'm not going to ask you if the calls were legitimate here, but what did you feel like when Coach Gard stepped up on your behalf that way?
That means the world to you. You know, as a player, as a competitor, as someone who, you know, plays under the Coach Gard, know that you have your coach's support, your coach's encouragement, and that he's got your back. That's what it's all about. Because, you know, basketball is basketball. People are going to have their own opinions and perspectives, and you can't control those. At the end of the day, what it really is about is the relationships that you have with the people in your locker room. And so that's my teammates, my coaching staff, support staff, and then with my family and friends back home. So it meant the world to me for him to step up, or not to step up, but just to have my back and to be there for me. And that goes a long ways, and it goes much deeper than just the basketball court. So that was a moment that I will, always remember from my time here.
Mm-hmm. So, Brad, you have the opportunity to come back and play next year. The NCAA is allowing seniors an additional year because of the COVID stuff to come back next season. Have you decided what you're going to do?
Yes, sir. With the unique circumstances that everything this year brought, we have all sorts of different options and opportunities for next year. I have not made any decisions yet. I'm going to play out this season, play every game like it's my last, leave it all out there on the court, maximize every moment. And then after the year's over, we'll definitely have, a lot of different options to think about and pray about and talk over with my family and, other loved ones in my support circle. So I have not made any decisions yet, but I'm really thankful for the opportunity. I'm looking forward to making a decision sometime in the spring.
All right, Brad Davison of the Wisconsin Badger men's basketball team, the 6'4 guard from Maple Grove, Minnesota, on the phone with me today on Sports and Commentary. I'd like to have you take a few minutes here, Brad, and talk about the work that God has done in your life in the last year or so. It's been crazy with the shutdown last year in March and now all the COVID stuff this year and the season for your team. How's God shown up in your life, reminding you that he is with you, he's got a plan for your life?
He continues to shape me and mold me and open the eyes of my heart to so many different things, you know, over the course of my life, but really over the course of the last 2 years. You know, the last 2 years, it's been obviously a challenging and difficult time for everybody. You know, I think one thing that he has shown me over the last couple of years is just how strong he is as the anchor of my life. You know, I love to use the analogy that once you accept Jesus into your life, you're on a lake and you're in the boat with Jesus. And as you're going through life, there's going to be all sorts of waves and storms and trials and tribulations that you, you know, will find yourself in. But ultimately, you have an anchor, and that anchor is your faith, and that anchor is your relationship with our Lord and Savior Jesus. And so one thing he's shown me that no matter what storms we may face, that ultimately that we're, you know, even though we will experience trouble, that we can find peace and comfort and support in him because he's overcome the world. You know, he's ultimately the one writing our story. He's painting our picture, and we're just his masterpiece and his handiwork. So he's shown me how strong of an anchor he is.
That's great. I think Badger fans, Brad, would be encouraged to know that deeper stuff is going on with this team than just buckets and wins and losses and NCAA tournaments. You guys meet weekly for Bible study. In fact, you just came out of the team Bible study that you helped lead. Can you share a little bit about what God's doing through that with the club?
Yeah, well, we started when I was a freshman. We started our team Bible study. And then, you know, over time, God's been faithful and through planting seeds in everyone's heart and from bringing a lot of great individuals that have been poured into by their families and other mentors. Last year, we actually had 10 to 11 guys by our last Bible study. So that was incredible. And this year, it's been a little tougher because we've not been able to gather and have all sorts of different hoops to jump through. But, you know, we do different devotionals. We have a Badger devotional group message that we text in. And we have, you know, Pastor Matt Metzger from downtown, from Blackhawk, you know, who pours into us and sends us little pieces of scripture, and other mentors in our program that pour pieces of scripture into us. So it's been so encouraging to just see the work that God's done in the lives of my teammates and through our program over the last few years.
All right, Brad, always enjoy our conversations together on Sports and Commentary. Brad Davison, the Wisconsin Badgers, good luck to you guys Friday night at Mackey against North Carolina in the NCAA tournament. God bless you.
Thank you very much. Appreciate you having me. Go Badgers.